Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
If the CEO of the railroad or other top executives at that railroad, I wonder if they would get fired if they got sick or if they had a medical emergency in their families. I doubt very much that they would get fired.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont says he supports railroad workers' efforts to fight for increased medical leave as they continue to negotiate new contracts. One of the largest railroad unions narrowly voted to reject a contract deal brokered by the White House in September. Experts say a national rail strike ahead of the holidays could cripple the U.S. economy. Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is encouraging Georgians to vote early in the state's December 6 runoff election, but Republicans say not on Saturday.
If you eat on Thursday and shop on Friday, certainly you can vote on Saturday or on Sunday.
The state of Georgia is appealing a judge's ruling that allows counties to offer early voting this Saturday ahead of the runoff between Warnock and his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker. Republicans say state law prohibits voting on days following a Georgia state holiday, which includes Friday.
We're winning big, big, big in the Republican Party for the nomination like nobody's ever seen before. Trump at 71, Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%, Mike Pence at 7%.
Former President Donald Trump always enjoys a good crack at his political rivals, but a new Harvard Caps Harris Poll survey finds Florida Governor Ron DeSantis closing the gap with Trump as they both vie for a shot at the White House in 2024. DeSantis has gained 11 points, earning the backing of 28% of Republicans, while Trump fell 9 points to just 46%. Meanwhile, chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Premila Jayapal, says President Joe Biden should run for a second term in 2024 and that he'll need the backing of progressives to win.
We are going to have to keep the hope alive and show the pathway for people to turn out in 2024 so we can get the rest of the president's agenda done.
A new USA Today Ipsos poll finds nearly three-quarters of Democratic voters say Biden could win if he runs again. Biden says he'll make an official decision on whether to run early next year. Two Arizona counties have voted to delay certifying their ballots from the midterm elections following Republican claims that vote-counting machines were not properly certified. Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake, who lost to current Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, has claimed without evidence that voters were disenfranchised. Finally, the Justice Department has officially classified the suicide of a Capitol Police officer who defended the Capitol during the January 6th attack as a line-of-duty death, therefore allowing his family to receive benefits. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.